Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. And nothing again would be casual and small. This line comes from a poem, I Sing of a Maiden, by Father John Duffy. And it's about the Annunciation, the solemnity that we celebrate today. But that line is very striking to me. And nothing again would be casual and small. Because in light of the yes that Mary utters, everything is transformed into an avenue where we can meet God. That the smallest things can be the very things that God chooses to use. There's this image called the Polish Madonna, and it's something that I didn't used to like when I was younger. I didn't really appreciate it. It's just this image of Mary dressed pretty simply, hanging laundry on a line and looking at Jesus as he sits on the ground and plays with some sticks. And the first few times that I saw it, I wasn't that impressed. It didn't strike me as that beautiful or really that remarkable. But as time passed, I began to see that this is exactly the sort of thing I need in my life. Because the Polish Madonna is just Mary doing laundry with Jesus. And that thing that seems small or casual is anything but the Blessed Mother is washing clothes and hanging them with the Son of God seated near her. And this isn't something that's just reserved for the Blessed Mother. Because of her yes, because God is able to become incarnate, to become one of us, he transforms the entire human experience so that the very act of laundry is now a way that we can encounter the Lord. The readings today are all about hearing God's will and doing it, being obedient, not necessarily making these tremendous sacrifices just to make sacrifices, but to hear what God wants of us and to respond with our whole selves. The responsorial psalm says, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." And the gospel is the story of the feast that we celebrate today, with the angel coming to Mary and announcing this good news. And Mary's response, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word, is an image of surrender that we are all called to imitate. Sometimes when we imagine Mary, we don't imagine her as being particularly strong, right? She's often portrayed as this young girl who says yes. And I think we can kind of romanticize it, this idea that Mary saying yes, like, of course it makes sense. She's like this nice young girl and she doesn't know anything different. So of course she says yes, or she's just a completely different sort of person. And so it wouldn't have been hard for her to say yes. But Mary exemplifies this great strength that is found in surrendering. Several months ago, we were doing ministry in the prison, and there was a conversation that came up, and I don't remember exactly what it was about, but it was something about how we were proposing that strength is sometimes found in walking away from a fight, or in not doing the thing you really want to do. And it was interesting because you had a few women who were speaking to the men. And I don't think they really believed that we understood that it required strength to say no to what you wanted to do and to say yes to what you ought to do. And so they were kind of dismissive of the answers that we were giving. And then another one of the guys shares something similar to what we were saying. And the other guys were like, oh, yeah. And I had a laugh because I was thinking, yeah, you didn't believe that these like relatively young Catholic women understood how much strength it takes to say no to something in order to say a greater yes. And while we maybe didn't understand the particular struggles they were facing right then, we definitely understood the principle that we had had particular encounters where we wanted to do something, and yet we exercised the strength to say no. And we see this profound strength in Mary. It's quiet. It's easy to overlook. But she says, yes, Lord, whatever you want to do in me, you can do it. And I know I have moments in my life where I'm able to very sincerely and wholeheartedly utter that. Yes, Lord, whatever you want to do, you can do it. But I also find that it's very hard to not later take it back again. To not later say, oh, Lord, I thought you had done the thing you wanted to do, and now we could do things my way. Every moment of every day, Mary was living with her life a profound yes. Yes, Lord, I want to do your will. All of the time. I never want to do my own will. I only want to do your will. What are the areas in my life where the Lord wants to more fully do his will? Or maybe he's started, but he's waiting on a deeper surrender on my part. A more complete, may it be done to me according to your word, without any reservations that follow. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the beautiful act of surrender that the Blessed Mother made in order to bring you into this world. Thank you for becoming one of us. And by becoming one of us, thank you for transforming every aspect of humanity so that every single thing can be an avenue to encounter you. That every joy and every sorrow can be a means to enter more fully into your holy will. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.